A fish called the shark sucker, or remora, attaches itself to sharks and hitches rides.
A hitchhiker,
but harmless. The most traveling together is done by groups of the same kinds of fish, like herring or tuna. These groups are called schools. Traveling this way gives them more protection. And of course, they're all looking for the same kind of food. Many kinds of fish travel together during the breeding period. Do you remember the sargassum fish we saw hiding in the seaweed?
Yes. So?
That was the Sargasso Sea we were in. An amazing thing happens there every year. Eels from freshwater streams in America and Europe come by the thousands to the sea. They lay their eggs and they die. The baby eels then swim back to the same streams their parents came from, even though there is no one to tell them how to find their way. The European eels take 3 years to get back home. The American eels are closer to home, and it only takes them 1 year.
Salmon do the same kind of thing, don't they?
Sort of. Only they leave their seawater home to enter freshwater streams. They travel a long way by jumping up waterfalls and fish ladders and dams to reach their spawning grounds. After laying their eggs, many of them die. The rest are so tired, they become easy prey for hawks and bears.
That's sad.
Yes, I think so too.
Hey, buddy, too much exercise today? We really did a lot of swimming and learning today, Maggie. We should stay on land, I guess.
Poor land creatures. If you come back tomorrow, we'll learn about animals that have chosen to live on land and in water.